Breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
My good morning and extra special hellos going out to anyone that might be out exercising in this incredible weather. And if you're on your bike, are you listening to Nirvana? Because let's face it, this song must have been in the head of our next guest. Or was it? Now, did you see the pictures over the weekend of, well, an artist, I guess, and a cyclist actually recreating that Nevermind cover? All right, you know the Nirvana Baby? It was in the news very recently. Well, he went out and wrote it and kind of made the picture out of the trail he left behind on one of these tracking apps. Peter Stokes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ali. Thanks for having me.
Now, why?
Look, honestly, why not? Why not? Because it was there.
So how did have you always done this sort of stuff? And can you explain to people who maybe aren't as familiar with something called Strava how it actually works?
Okay, sure. Well, I'll start with the basics. So Strava is, like many other apps, it's one of these things that you can track your exercise on. And the idea is you can see how you've been and where you've been and track how fast you're going and all that sort of fun stuff that people who are into fitness like doing. But it has this other little thing which you can do with it, which I like doing, which is when you're tracing your little GPS line around, you can turn it into little squiggles and turn those little squiggles into artwork, for want of a better word.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, this, you doing the Nirvana Baby, you know, and I think everybody can picture the baby reaching out for the dollar bill under the water.
Yep.
I mean, this has made international news. So did you expect to get this much attention?
Oh, look, absolutely not. No way at all. I mean, I sort of do it for my own kicks, and I've got a few friends that like looking at what I do, and that's all fine and good. And I guess this one just, I don't know, it was the right piece at the right time, and just sort of everyone was probably already talking about that album with it being the 30th year since it was released, and it just sort of boomed.
Okay. How long did it take you to write it and create it?
Okay. So the creation, I guess I'd known, sort of recognised earlier this year that was the was going to be the anniversary of the release of that album. So I thought, yeah, I can do a piece for that. So I'd been planning it for a couple of months, just on and off, sort of in my lunch break, just playing around with it. So, you know, refining it. And then I guess once I had it ready, went out and wrote it on Friday morning. And I say Friday morning, it was probably most of the day Friday. Probably took me a good 9 hours in the saddle.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I mean, you're stopping for breaks and things, or are you racing this?
Oh, goodness me, no. There's no rush whatsoever. Plenty of bakeries on the way.
It sounds like the spent any way to ride into the oven. So what did you first do? What was your first one?
My very first one, I guess, was a little rabbit that I got my kids to draw. So I gave them a street map of Adelaide. Hmm. And I said, here, scribble a little rabbit on this for me. But you're not allowed to take your pen off the paper, and you have to just use the streets. And so they scribbled out this little rabbit, and I went and tried that out.
And you wrote it?
And that worked out pretty good, yeah. Wow. And then I kind of thought, well, if the kids can do one that good, then surely I can pull up some pretty good stuff.
Have you done others as well?
Yeah, I've done a few now. So I've done quite a few animals. Animals are always fun and always get a good laugh. So more rabbits and foxes and dragons, and did a plesiosaur recently. But then others that I also look for anniversaries and things. So I did the last year being Beethoven's 250th birthday. I did one of a birthday portrait for him.
Oh, wow.
I did a birthday portrait for myself.
This is what I look like. Via the roads and not lifting the pen up ever. So how many Ks? I've got a texter saying, all right, how many kilometres did it take to actually map out that Nirvana Baby?
So the Nirvana was about 150 kilometres.
Wow. And a lot of bakeries, as you said. Now, you're aware, though, that the baby who has grown up to Spencer Eldon, he's now suing Nirvana about that image. You're not just worried he might come after you?
Oh, look, it's a similarity only. It's absolutely not the same kid.
Okay,
no
got it,
at all.
Got it. And did you have Nirvana in your ears at all while you were riding around the streets of Adelaide creating this?
Oh, of course I did.